now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
According to a Gallup poll, the average working American expects to retire at the age of 66. That's up from 63 in 2002. While a considerable amount of conventional wisdom suggests that many people will have to work well past their intended retirement age, the fact is that many people end up retiring before they thought they would. As indicated by writer Emily Brandon, a plan to work longer isn't the same as being able to remain on the job into one's mid or late 60s. According to Gallup, the average retirement age has been 61 since 2011. Prior to that, the average retirement age in America hovered around 60 from 2004 to 2010. Others have also found a significant gap between the age workers expect to retire and when they actually leave their jobs. A 2018 Employee Benefit Research Institute survey indicates that 48% of workers expect to retire after the age of 65, but that only 19% of retirees stay on the job that long. Conversely, only 10% of retirees plan to retire prior to the age of 60, but 26% of retirees left the workforce that early. The median retirement age in this study was 62. Many early retirements are unanticipated. Many early retirees have health issues or need to care for a family member. Others are forced out of jobs by downsizing or business closure. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.